Chapter 9. Zofia. Zofia chewed on a matchstick, her eyes fixed on the exhibition door. The exhibition on colonial superstitions was a glass and steel enclosure the size of a large greenhouse. Inside it were examples of ancient forging objects throughout France's overseas empire. Any moment now, the security guard's shift would end. After that, she and Enrique would sneak in, steal an artifact Enrique believed would neutralize the effects of Verrett Stone, and meet up with the others back at L'Eden.
"God, this wait is miserable," said Enrique.
At this time of evening, no one was left in the Champ de Mars but vagrants, beggars, and the occasional tourist trying to catch a glimpse of the exposition before it opened. Over the past few months, preparations for the Exposition Universelle had transformed the city, pulling the skyline into new shapes every day. Colorful tents sprouted up overnight, and the trill of new languages joined the sonorous buzz of electrical lights.
"What is taking that security guard so long?"
Enrique grumbled.
"He was supposed to be out by 8 o'clock. It's nearly 9.
"Maybe he doesn't have a clock."
He stared at her.
"Are you finally making a joke?"
"I'm pointing out a gap in your observation."
Enrique let out a low, whooshing breath.
"And to think I could have been dancing at the Palais de Rive tonight."
"They didn't want you, remember? Severin said your face was all wrong."
Past the forging exhibition loomed the points of stone temples, tops of palm fronds, and silk tents that marked the sprawling colonial pavilions along the Esplanade des Invalides. It was to be the largest attraction after the Gallery of Machines and the Eiffel Tower.